We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are gold.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and broadcasting worldwide, blasting out on the M&FM dial, global shortwave, and the internet, of course, at Infowars.com. And we are on the road here. We will have open phones for much of the broadcast today. At least the entire second hour. I'm going to really commit to doing that. Aaron Dykes is going to be popping in as well. It sounds like he's running the generator, too. Or is that just the air conditioner? No, I don't think that's the air conditioner doing that big rumble now that they actually turned the music off. I think the generator just kicked in. Which is fine. I mean, they got an audio gate on the system and stuff, but the air conditioner wasn't making a rumble that big earlier. I'm pretty sure the generator pumped on. Or he's pumping something out. Let's just not do that during broadcast. Let's do that at the end of the show. Thank you. Okay, well, as long as you're good on your end, I feel like I'm doing a radio broadcast from an airplane or something. This old 12-year-old bus we got, I love it. And it's like the space shuttle. It's got so many switches and things. I just noticed as soon as I went live, it's like a thing started. And is that just AC or what is that?
That's just the AC. I'm not doing anything.
I feel a groaning going on. Because it just got louder, huh? It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is real radio. Real radio broadcasting worldwide. We're also going out on Ustream right now. And, well, I haven't plunged into the news yet, have I? But I will be doing that coming up here today. And, boy, is there a lot of crazy news. I don't normally cover news of the weird unless it pertains to human behavior and is a window into the overall psychology of how the globalists are controlling us. Naked man killed by police near MacArthur Causeway was eating face-off victim. It was a scene as creepy as Hannibal Lecter, or Day of the Dead, I would add. One man was shot to death by Miami police, and another man is fighting for his life after he was attacked and his face allegedly half-eaten by a naked man on MacArthur Causeway. Off-ramp Saturday. Well, you know what the answer to this is? Ban teeth. England wants to ban knives because people are getting stabbed. You know, they want to ban guns because people use them. Well, the answer is ban teeth. And if somebody ever punches anyone out of 6.5 or 7+ billion people now, cut all arms off worldwide. And if anyone ever rapes a woman, cut off every man's genitals on earth. That is the logic they try to sell us for victim disarmament. No, because there are people like this guy. They're trying to say, we believe it was cocaine-induced psychosis, though we're not sure. Yeah, cocaine, they picked some illegal drug. Not that I say cocaine's even good. It's certainly bad for you. But controlled, but compared to other substances that they push on the public, Big Pharma, Prozac, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, all the other stuff. I mean, I read the police cases in the news every day. 90+% of the time, people doing crazy stuff are either on psychotropics that are over-the-counter, or prescription, excuse me, or they're hopped up with over-the-counter stuff mixed together that makes them go crazy, or they're on stuff like PCP, you know, horse tranquilizers. And this could certainly do that, but I'm not going to spend all day on that whenever we get back from this first break. I want to get into Decoration Day. That's the real name of Memorial Day. I've got some comments on that. And the fact that our military, that certainly you could say once fought for the Republic, has been turned into a wholly owned subsidiary of the globalists. We're then going to get into huge news. They're openly announcing Congress set to vote. They say they have the votes to hand the internet that DARPA created, the U.S. created, over to the U.N. And they're calling for internet IDs and taxes at Bilderberg this year. That's big news. And a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Back in 60 seconds.
sick of the globalist huge.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Eve of Decoration Day, you know it as Memorial Day. Thank you so much for joining us today as we transmit worldwide against tyranny. I am somewhere in Arkansas. What is this, Arkadelphia? Yes, we're in Arkadelphia at a little stop here in the InfoWars Information Warfare Wagon, hurtling down the road. As soon as this transmission is complete, we could actually do it as we go down the road, but it's too noisy, towards our final destination on this trip. And that, of course, is Chantilly, Virginia, which means the lace in the Frenchie. And I am going to be there for 4 days, Thursday through Sunday. I'll actually be there early. We get there tomorrow night as I chase where the Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting. We've seen three articles in the front page the last week and a half of huge online publications like Politico covering Bilderberg and admitting that they basically run the planet. We've seen Washington Post making jokes about how they basically vet presidents and vice presidents and prime ministers. We have seen Salon and a whole bunch of other publications. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, if you went to a search engine like Google News, which they now admit is the NSA, told you that years ago, about 7 years ago, we broke that. We got death threats over that. Now they admit it's NSA front. Oh, the government can't run big corporations. Oh, unless they do it secretly. Now all that is out in the open. There's a big article today. The EU calls it the biggest private intelligence network in the world. Well, it's not private. Neither is Microsoft. Look into that. They're all part of this bankster takeover. And to get around the antitrust laws of 1906, they break things up into subsidiaries. But the point is, there is a global elite. They are nefarious. They do not want a free market. They are monopoly men. They fund fascist and communist, anything that destroys free market. They are threatened by independent wealth. They are the antithesis of the American free market, constitutional, due process system. So if you claim you're an American on Memorial Day coming up tomorrow, or on the 4th of July coming up in a month, if you claim you love what this country stands for, then you better find out what it actually means to be an American and why we were the light of the world, the example of liberty worldwide, now the example of tyranny. About a month and a half ago, the Communist Chinese Party that kills hundreds of thousands of people a year in death camps on record, building things you buy at Slave Mart and places like that, said, we're now going to put on the books what we did secretly. We can secretly arrest, disappear, torture, kill people off of the American NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. And now this week, they're trying to supplement the NDAA with more House and Senate funding. It's passed the House. Passed the House, what, Wednesday? Listen to this carefully, to allow the CIA and Pentagon to spend your tax money domestically, your tax money domestically going after the American people with, quote, disinformation and lies. That was in the Washington Post. They're like, it's a good thing to use disinformation and deception against the American people. And again, the globalists attach their whole New World Order, crony capitalist, anti-free market, monopoly man agenda on the troops. They're like, support the troops, launch wars in more countries. The troops want it. Support the troops, make them serve 5, 6, 7 tours. By the way, I have it here in my tabs on my, I'm so accustomed to having the printouts because I can just thumb through them, but I've got it here in my 30 or 40 tabs. I've only got 37 tabs to be correct. That's a low news day. It's actually a big news day, but I'm not accustomed to having all my tabs on the computer. I've got to dig it up. Or just search it yourself on this eve of Decoration Day, as it was known, now Memorial Day, that they're saying new prosthesis or prosthetics, that's artificial limbs, allows troops to get back on the battlefield. So now when you get an arm or leg blown off, they make you go back into combat. In fact, the Sergeant Bales that reportedly killed 19 people, who they put on Prozac, by the way, putting him into a psychopathic mindset, they admit on the insert it makes you have psychopathic breaks. He'd been in 3 hardcore combat tours, was going back to his 4th. He had been gung-ho, but he said, look, I don't want to go back. His foot was 90% blown off. He had an artificial foot. Did you know that? And they made him go back. Hey, you served 3 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. You've seen a bunch of your buddies killed. Your marriage has been broken up by this. You don't want to go back. Go on Prozac and amphetamines. That's what they put the troops on. 110,000 of our troops, over 10%, are on multiple psychotropics / speed drugs. Psychotropics and speed drugs. On record. Look it up. Just everything I say, type it into a search engine. That's Washington Post, Associated Press, Reuters, from a few months ago. 110,000 of on this. He was admittedly on this. I'm not saying what he did was okay, but you can't put a guy put on psychotropics and in battle stress in jail. But they don't want the big pharma to get in trouble. So here on the day before Memorial Day, I want to point this out. Feeding the troops blindly into wars for opium and oil and gas pipelines and no-bid contracts is not patriotism. It is the height of hating the troops. So the globalists with a psyop attach all their murderous activities, all their unconstitutional activities, all the horrible things they do, they attach all that onto the train, onto the engine of the troops and make their entire evil agenda look good. So, he had his foot almost completely blown off. He had the heel and the bone coming into it. So, he had to stick that in the boot. And he had to run around on that. And so, he's on all these drugs and psychotropics. And then, his buddies, his best friend, gets blown up that day by an improvised explosive device. He happens to be in the convoy behind it, responds, sees his buddy with half his body blown off. He's on psychotropics, hallucinating, that's in the hallucinogen class, sneaks out that night and kills 19 people. Children, burning them with gasoline, shooting people, in just a blood-fueled rage. Now, that's what you need to understand is going on, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're saying, oh, the prostheses are so good. You just lost an arm. You just lost a leg. I looked this up. In World War II, only people like Audie Murphy served 2 tours. My grandfather's, especially the one that was in flying B-17s and then also flying coffins, the Liberators, he served as his Catch-22 missions and then was just in the Army Air Corps after that on the ground in Italy, first North Africa, then Italy. And, I know he never talked about it, but definitely showed signs of post-traumatic, stress and things like that after he came home. From stories I heard and things like that. And think about serving not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tours. Remember a few years ago on the Sunday show, a guy called in and he said, how dare you say that people serving 5 tours? That's not true, you anti-patriotic person. And I went and looked it up. That was 7 years into the Afghan War. There were people that had served 6 tours. Now, 10.5 years into the Afghan War, guess how many people, the percentage, over 5% have served more than 7 tours. The Pentagon doesn't deny it. Go look it up. A large number, I was looking up a few weeks ago, have served more than 4 tours, something like 30-something percent. Ladies and gentlemen, that is incredible. I was flying back from a video shoot for Jesse Ventura's TV show a few months ago with a Air Force MP who was explaining all the combat they see because of the zones they're in. And I said, how many tours have you been in? He said, I'm starting my 8th tour. And he was only back from Afghanistan to fly back on the airplane to Austin with one of his other MP buddies that had been blown up by an IED, improvised explosive device, to take the coffin and bury it at Fort Hood. And Austin cops remember that, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, actually, now time flies, because they came and picked it up at Austin Bergstrom, and they had a little motorcade for it, which is a good thing to do. the point here is that we need to remember on Memorial Day, which was Decorations Day, when women would go out to the gravesites and put up little American flags and flowers and things like that. We should remember, as all of this is coming up, that it came out in Bloomberg last year in AP as well, that 12 years ago, Prudential and all the other big insurance companies met, the Big Ten, met with the Department of Defense and made a deal that they could, quote, take death benefits. You know, they take money out of your check if you sign on for years in the military to put it into a death benefit, life insurance, to make a deal to steal the life insurance from the widows and widowers when they die. And see, if you talk about that, it's not patriotic. Patriotic's going to a football game, getting drunk, saluting the flag, saying you support the troops, saying you care about them. Meanwhile, you make them serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours with arms and legs blown off, and you put them on drugs, and they come back home and kill their families, and the system says, turn our guns in, because troops are coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder. They give them hallucinogens, and they go crazy.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping
exciting and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For those about to protest Bilderberg and get in the face of the real controllers of this planet, not their shields, not their front presidents and prime ministers who can come and go, we're going after the real elite. For those actually showing up, and I'm told it's going to be thousands in Virginia, starting in about 3 days from now, at Bilderberg 2012, I salute you. For those about to identify the real enemy, the New World Order globalist, we salute you. Okay, I'm ranting because the globalists that have taken over our country treat our military like absolute trash. Most of my family's been in the military. I love this country. I know our military in 1776 and then on, for hundreds of years, fought for liberty and freedom in many cases. But in every other nation, North Korea, Mexico, areas in Africa, Europe, we all know militaries and police become agents of tyranny. So we have to keep them in check, as our founding fathers said. But what about the bureaucrats? What about the bankers who've gotten the world to accept their fiat currency who are taking over the planet? Coming up, after Aaron Dykes comes up in the next segment and gives you a report, a big boil down on Bilderberg 2012 and the fact that the dam's finally broken on mainstream media coverage and what a big deal this is, and then your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. That is all coming up today. But I look at, well, we reported early in the week, and it went on DrudgeReport.com and went viral, the Infowars.com story that one of the heads of the Bilderberg group openly called for internet IDs, internet taxation, internet censorship, for the UN to take control of the internet and be able to censor it and tax it. That is now in the Hill newspaper. It is now in a bunch of other big publications as of this Sunday, the 27th day of May. Again, we tell you about things days, weeks, months, years before. So there it is. We told you back in the late 90s that the derivatives would be pumped up into the quadrillion level. Now it's double that. I've been saying 1.5 quadrillion. Now it's 2 quadrillion. That's 2,000 trillion of fake fiat. They then tell the Greeks 92% to 93% of the debt is not yours. Your last prime minister, former Goldman Sachs executive, signs you on to the too-big-to-fail derivatives globally, just like Americans have been signed on to it even more. We need to raise your taxes, cut your benefits, and have a 20% VAT on top of everything to pay foreign private bankers. And we're going to take your national parks and your islands and hand them over to private individuals who paid off your government leaders to sign on to it. And the head of the IMF is in the news today saying, pay your fair share, the French head of the IMF, International Monetary Fund. And the general public's like, well, them Greeks are lazy. Now it's the Spanish, then it's the Italians, it's the Irish, it's the Icelanders. But the Icelanders, but a couple of years ago, with the first, they were told they owed over $100 billion for a country of 390-something thousand. It's not even 40,000, not even 400,000 people. And most of them live in their capital of Reykjavik. It's like 940-something thousand live there, and a little bit more, 40 or 50,000 live in other parts. I mean, look up the numbers of Reykjavik in Iceland. But they actually protested and demonstrated and boycotted the banks and did strikes for a year plus, and then all the ministers had to resign who'd been lying to them. It turned out, again, in the case of their country, 92%, it's the same in most countries, of the debt was owed by the very private central banks that own our Federal Reserve. Our Federal Reserve is not federal. So they're the only country to beat it. And if Greece beats it and simply monetizes their debt, it's less than 10%, and says, too big to fail, you are going to fail, and those big banks go belly up, it's going to start in Italy and Spain. I told you 5 years ago it would start in Iceland, then in Greece, Ireland, Spain. They call them the pigs, for whatever reason, those particular countries. When it comes to debt, they're called that in the financial publications, or the hogs, technically in Latin. It translates to hogs. And it's exactly as we said. And why is that? We have the insiders like Mark Faber and Max Kaiser and the former head of policy at the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Bob Chapman. By the way, people keep asking, why is Bob Chapman on the air? I knew months ago he had health problems, 3 months ago. And I didn't want to stress him out. Bob is like 76, 77, internationalforecaster.com. I didn't want to stress him out, keep having him on every Friday. So I said, well, just when you feel good, you come on. And then we got the message about a month ago. He can't do interviews anymore for now, so pray for Bob Chapman. I wasn't going to talk about that. People are like, you piece of filth, don't have Bob Chapman on anymore. This just proves you're a traitorous piece of garbage. Well, I don't give people's private info out, so I just didn't respond to that. Like, where is the Friday update? Where is it? Just didn't say anything because it was private. But he put a thing out like a month ago, so I can now say it. But you don't know who he is. He's a great guy. Helped publish Non Dare Call a Conspiracy. Put out the Gary Allen Report 30, 40 years ago, well, more than 40 years ago, exposing the globalist. Gary Allen, his son started Politico, by the way. Just a funny thing that here's his dad, all knowing about the New World Order. And then the Politico acts like it's liberal, but they're breaking the dam on Bilderberg News. So you got to think maybe they've got a tinge of conscience. I know last year Bilderberg actually called us. Remember that? Not Bilderberg. Politico actually called us about Bilderberg. By the way, that's where I'm headed. That's why I'm on the road. Okay, we're going to start opening the phones up, not in the next segment when Aaron Dykes comes in with a cogent focus report, but in the segment after that and then into the second hour on this abbreviated Sunday transmission. But then throughout the week, we're going to have live broadcast for you. We're doing a rebroadcast of Lord Monken in studio last week and some other big interviews tomorrow on Memorial Day. But we're going to be doing live streams and other things. It'll be at InfoWars.com tomorrow. You'll see posted there, or Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. If you want to follow us there, be able to catch all that. The play-by-plays. We do all sorts of live feeds and breakdowns and analysis. But then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right through, I would imagine 10 hours a day, we're going to be broadcasting on the ground as world leaders arrive, as the Secret Service drives by at the Bilderberg Hotel they're meeting at, pointing machine guns at us like 4 years ago. Every 4 years, they come to North America. And 4 years ago, they came to the same Marriott Conference Center in Chantilly, Virginia. And there was Hillary. There was Obama. The media was saying, where are they? We know where they were. And this year, it's finally breaking. It's finally being covered. Now, briefly, getting back to what I was covering earlier about the troops, like Sergeant Bales killing all those people while on a bunch of psychotropics with his foot blown off. Oh, your foot's blown off 90%? We'll give you a prosthetic. And I saw that in the news, and I'd forgotten. That was hidden in plain view. That sergeant that went crazy and did all that and should be let off by reason of insanity, and I'm not saying what he did was good, but he's not the one guilty of it. You've served four tours, you're on psychotropics, your foot's blown off, they put a prosthesis on, and I remember him complaining, not wanting to be sent back, but they automatically re-upped him, which is an Orwellian term for a draft of those that have already served their contract. I mean, it's one thing to have a draft, that's bad enough, that's slavery, but if somebody who's already served three tours, automatic re-up, foot blown off, and then I was reading the news today. In fact, Aaron, pull that up and cover that first when you come back. Aaron's going to be doing the next segment. That they're making people with arms and legs blown off serve again, 5, 6, 7 tours. That's the same thing. I bet this guy was on Prozac that was caught in Florida eating someone in the street. Zombie news coming up after Aaron and your phone call. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes. I, of course, work with Alex. He's going to be back in just a few moments, but I'm here to bring you some information on the technology cult that attends Bilderberg each year increasingly. But first, new prosthetics keep amputee soldiers on active duty. That's recently in the news in the last couple days at U.S. News and World Report. I think it's a Reuters report. Technology advances and strong willpower have allowed some injured soldiers to return to battle. Put another way, it's kind of forcing soldiers back into the meat grinder. I realize they're volunteers, but it's probably not a good idea to put people full of tragedy and bad episodes back into battle on the drugs and everything. Ties into what the case Alex was talking about before. But, of course, still in the news is the article I covered last week, Mark of the Beast, Bilderberg pushes mandatory ID for Internet, thanks still to Drudge for covering that. That has to do with Neelie Kroes of the EU Commission for Digital Agenda, and she is now pushing
mandatory internet ID for Europe, which, of course, they want to expand to the rest of the globe. And you say, well, this already came out of the news. Why is that still related to the Bilderberg meeting coming up? As you know, many of the key members put out press releases ahead of time about many of the agenda items they want to cover. That way, it's introduced to the public while they meet about it privately and coordinate the launch of these different types of program. And, of course, that ties in with the new plans to hand over Internet Authority to the United Nations. Kurt Nemo, The Hill, and others have all covered this recently. It's up there on Drudge today. House to examine plan for United Nations to regulate the Internet. And they will be considering the proposal as early as next week, allowing countries from China, Russia, Brazil, and others to help dictate to us what our laws will be online. Meanwhile, tell me if you think this ties into it. Last year, it was reported in The New American that Zuckerberg's sister, Randy Zuckerberg, was there with the rest of the Facebook officials at the Bilderberg meeting that happened in Switzerland again last year, saying this is the end of Internet anonymousness. And, of course, this year we see Neelie Kroes of the EU Commission trying to make that happen by making mandatory IDs happen for the Internet. Of course, you say that was last year. Well, these are ongoing agendas. It takes a lot of time, and it's a lot more than just the Facebook IPO that they clearly planned last year. So that's Neelie Kroes of the EU Commission helping to push the digital agenda. Meanwhile, I haven't talked about this yet. I don't think it's broke. Last year, again at Bilderberg, we're watching to see if she returns, was one Christine Varney. She's the Department of Justice Antitrust Assistant Attorney General for the United States. At least she was last year. She has since stepped down from that post and re-entered her work as a lobbyist for, who else, the Internet and computer companies. Well, I looked up Christine Varney, and I've studied her, and this is a huge conflict of interest, particularly as Google has ongoing antitrust actions. Here's an article from a month ago out of Reuters. U.S. brings in big gun to Google antitrust probe. Another one is FTC wants in on Google antitrust action. This stuff applies to Microsoft and all the other big technology people. And again, if you study the membership list for the Bilderberg meeting, we're going to break that list again this year for the new attendees. But I've studied the old attendees. They are just representing these companies. It's insider trading, insider deals going on, and a lot of cloaked, shaked hands and under-the-table deals. So it's a big deal that Christine Varney has represented the U.S. at the attorney general level for antitrust, now as a lobbyist for these internet companies, and was before as well. She's known as being the single individual who got the FTC, which she was also once commissioner of, into the game of online privacy. She's, quote, the biggest advocate for enforcing online privacy. How? By allowing those companies to self-regulate. She works for these big companies, but has been inside the government, just like all the other revolving door posts we've seen. Monsanto has to be the quintessential classic example. But anyway, this Christine Varney woman, we're expecting her to be back at Bilderberg this year, and she deals with this privacy, antitrust, and intellectual property issues, probably the three biggest online issues that we are facing. And so we're just going to keep an eye on her, particularly as she has represented companies in cases where Microsoft was in lawsuits with the government over antitrust, dealing with the AOL merger and other issues, as well as publishing issues and the rest of it. So it's something to keep an eye on because she works for Big Pharma, The Washington Post, and all of it. Now, again, the media dam has been breaking on Bilderberg, I think, really since Alex started covering the group by going to it in 2006 in Ottawa, Canada. Ever since then, we've seen a rise in protesters and a rise of mainstream media covering the Bilderberg issue, no longer pretending it doesn't exist, now shifting into the damage control mode, where the Washington Post will be the first one to report on Mark Rubio circulating around the Bilderberg group. He's one who they say may attend this year. I don't know if he really will be a vice presidential candidate with Romney, but they are obviously eyeing him, although, as I understand it, he has a citizenship issue. At any rate, we will see what happens, but we've had the Washington Post, Politico, New American, and a lot of other big papers, both online and from the former print world, beginning to cover this issue. By the way, this week we saw Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway company swallow up 63 papers, and he thinks he's going to be reviving the print industry with papers, and he also wants to accelerate this trend of putting up paywalls for these mainstream news outlets and try to take down blogs that post that news, even if they're commenting on it. We've seen a lot of that happening already with the Righthaven case and other things, but they're not done yet. Now, we have also talked about Facebook. I did a big piece exposing and really predicting that the Facebook IPO would be a scam, a pump and dump issue. I knew that because I had studied deeply the fact that five or six executives and founders of Facebook attended the meeting last year, 2011, in St. Moritz, Switzerland. Among those were reported to be, according to the New American, Mark Zuckerberg and his sister, Randi Zuckerberg, who, as I just mentioned, called for the end of Internet privacy and anonymity. Difficult word to say sometimes. At any rate, we have seen that become a huge scandal, the Facebook IPO. They're now investigating it. They are subpoenaing Morgan Stanley and other entities. Well, in the build-up to that IPO, we saw the initial funders, who were all tied to intelligence and the Bilderberg Group, sell extra shares. In the last couple days leading up to it, they all prepared to sell extra amounts. You saw Microsoft get in with big shares. You saw Goldman Sachs get in with big shares of the Facebook leading into the IPO. You also saw frontmen for the globalists like U2's Bono, his holding company, purchased a huge amount of Facebook shares so that they could sell them at the IPO, which was clearly overvalued. You saw it lose 20% and counting from its stock value from the projected $100 billion. And all the players who put up that big money cashed in. We exposed that. If you didn't see it, go to YouTube and the other platforms and check out that report. But meanwhile, that is not all that Facebook is up to. Sean Parker, who was the first president of Facebook, also the creator of Napster, which really set the tone 10, almost 15 years ago, for this clampdown on online privacy, for this clampdown on the freedom of the web, by initiating Napster that made illegal, or what would soon become illegal, downloading of music and other copyrighted intellectual property, cool and popular and widespread, particularly among the youth. They got millions and millions of people doing that around the globe, helping themselves to what would eventually become a new clampdown era of the web. Sean Parker attended Bilderberg in 2010. He, along with other Facebook people, have declared that this election, that is the one upcoming in 2012, social media will determine the outcome. That's a headline at TechCrunch.com, and we will see what that happens. But he and the others all are part of this company, Votison, and it's no joke because the other Facebook founder, Chris Hughes, is credited with helping Obama win. We'll be back after this. Alex Jones will be back. We'll hit all the issues, including, of course, continued Bilderberg coverage. We're on our way, and we're going to expose the hell out of them. They're trying to legitimize the cybersecurity issue. They're trying to protect online.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
Blasting out worldwide, we are the voice of liberty, the tip of the spear. Boy, that's scary, but the best there is. Thank you for joining us. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get to all the news, the big radio show I had planned today. Coming up after I've taken quite a bit of your calls, say at the bottom of the hour next hour. And what will we be covering? Well, in England, Canada, and the U.S., so-called environmentalists, they're really just power grabbers, have said that they want jail time for people that don't want to pass carbon taxes to pay Al Gore money. You just look it up in London Guardian, Associated Press, they call it climate denial. I remember Chris Matthews saying, you're racist if you don't want Obamacare. Written by the insurance companies to force 35 million people to buy their product and let government decide what doctors can give as treatment. But forget the facts. Don't let those get in the way. You're a racist, Carlos Watson and slimeball Chris Matthews and others said if you don't support it. But now in Australia, this is in the Australian newspapers. We wrote an article about it on Friday with links to it. People couldn't believe it. They're in the Australian news, TV, print, you name it, saying climate cops, that's what it's a quote, will be sitting in restaurants and on the street listening for anyone criticizing the carbon tax. And if you do, $1.1 million fine, and if you don't pay it, jail time. You heard me right. In Australia, under Magna Carta, a Commonwealth country, that's where our rights come from, is Magna Carta in England, 1215, you will be fined $1.1 million Australian and arrested if you don't like the 50% carbon tax. whoa, that even blows me away. That's beyond Gulag Archipelago and the Soviet Union. That's coming up. We've also got face eating. And, you know, I mentioned this. It's the new South Beach diet. We are living in the Twilight Zone. They're making trips with arms and legs blown off. Go back into combat. That's U.S. News and World Report. New prosthetics keep amputee soldiers on active duty to the bankers so they can grow all the opium. And then I've got all these other articles in the Miami Herald and others. I just minimized it, but that's okay. They're on South Beach in Florida. Police pull up, and a guy is naked, eating another naked man's face and biting at his neck, blood everywhere. And one guy is almost dead. The cop shot the other zombie off the other person. And this is not the Onion news. I'm not joking. It's on drugsreport.com. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is really happening. I bet money that guy was on Prozac or a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. They're announcing the Internet is to be given to the UN. You have no rights. Obama says he launches wars now. Congress says, hey, to go into Libya or Syria, got to come to us. He says, how about you go jump in a deep, dark lake or off a cliff would be better. You're going to shut down our power plants. China gets 3 a week. We get 3 a week shut down. Congress says, hey, you don't have a law to do that. I have the military standing by with machine guns. It's an army of folks with arms and legs blown off. But it won't matter because soon it'll all be drones and combat droids on the ground. Told you that 10 years ago. Folks didn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. Got big drone news coming up on the radio show on Tuesday. I'm going to leave it at that. But it's going to be nationwide news-making news. Nationwide news-making news. That's a double entendre. That is all coming up. You tell I'm relaxed here on the road, my friends. Where is that article? I just had that article about South Beach. I'll just go to Infowars.com. I'll just go right there and give you the headline. I had it. That's why I hate being on the road. I love it. But at my office, I print each article, and it can't get screwed up on the computer screen. The computer can't crash. Here it is. Cannibalism comes to South Beach. I'm not making this up. Miami police shoot naked man eating face off of other naked man. I'm not laughing. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's like painful. Laughing. It's uncomfortable laughing. Like a rabid dog. I'll just take some more psychotropic drugs. Everybody will be like Sergeant Bales. So that is coming up. But right now, let us go to your phone calls. Let us now go to the first person. We'll go to Rise, Robert, Troy, Sean, Karen, Freedom, and others. Rise. Rise to the worldwide airwaves from Oregon. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
That's what I call explosive volcanic eruption. You are on the air worldwide. Thank you for... Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi. I just wanted to thank you for being an inspiration to me. I've watched you and listened to you for many years, and you're uncovering in the military police state, and... I volunteer and have been volunteering for the Portland live stream for Occupy. And we've seen all this abuse. We've seen all this stuff happen, and the mainstream media just doesn't talk about it, or they...
Well, it's un-American to protest. I mean, regardless of what you think of Occupy and its goals, it's a diverse group. When Obama couldn't take it over, he had 37 city simultaneous raid, totally unconstitutional outside federal jurisdiction. What are the feds doing coordinating 37 raids on one weekend? That was just phase one. It was 50-something the next week. But regardless, yes, police beating people up in civilian outfits to then blame the protesters. What type of stuff have you seen them do in your area there in Portland, Rise?
Oh, man, the Portland police are horrible. They're...
Oh, I saw a video 5 years ago of them specifically spraying babies in an anti-war demonstration with pepper spray and then telling mothers, don't bring them to a protest and laughing. It's terrorism, so no one protests. They want you to go home, shut up, and let foreign banks take over. The cops want their pensions taken. And don't worry, their pensions will be taken by Goldman Sachs. They're going to win, don't worry.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't worry, cops. The bankers you serve are going to gang rape you real good. You win. Don't worry. This is what you want. This is what you get. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No problem. They're cracking people on the heads with batons, bleeding, tackling 100-pound girls onto the pavement, smashing their face into the pavement.
My camera guy 2 years ago at G20. My guy shot that. They went to the university. No one was even protesting, and they were cracking women on the head with billy clubs, putting them in comas. But that's freedom, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah, they really they're brutal, and they laugh about it too. They intimidate, they threaten. We have all this information.
Oh, but the bankers are going to get them too. They're not. They haven't been given all this unconstitutional power for nothing. America is meant to fully fall and then with it. So don't worry.
Yep, it's that's why it's important to stream. It's important for the citizen journalists to get out there and cover this stuff, like you, the ambush reporting, the filming the police when they're, you know, don't think they're being filmed. That's when you catch all this stuff.
What about Illinois, where they want to give people life in prison for filming police when it's in the public First Amendment? I mean, again, this government and other governments, can you believe Australia is banning speaking badly of carbon taxes? I'm not making this up.
Yeah, it's incredible, the corruption. And the police are just a blunt force of the 1% who are the Bilderbergers. I mean, you're going there to expose this yet again, year after year.
And let's be clear, they didn't get their money through free market. They got it through government and insider deals.
Oh, yeah. And they fully fund this trillion-dollar defense stuff is arming the police. The war on drugs money is arming the police. And
I got to correct you. On budget is $1.2 trillion. Off budget is $800 billion. That's $2 trillion a year of your tax money to foreign military-industrial complex. Domestically, they're spending $500 billion now, 30,000 drones. Our government is taking our money to wage war against us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, we'll put in the newspaper or the media to try and, convince the sheep out there that, oh, we destroyed some grass at a park, and so we're bad people. And,
they need to be arrested and billy clubbed. But by the way, I confirmed in Austin, New York, you name it. It even came out in the news after we confirmed it, that they ship the homeless, the mentally ill, the prisoners to the occupied so they can crap all over the ground, urinate, get drunk, but then aim cameras at them and say, there's the bad man. And again, even if you don't agree with some of the goals of Occupy, it's a diverse group. The system's demonizing the idea of demonstration when it's in the First Amendment. If you don't like protest and demonstration, you don't like 1776. You don't like Thomas Jefferson. You don't like George Washington. You don't like freedom. You like North Korea and China and Russia. Putin's banned protest. And I am so sick of it. God bless you. Look, most police I talk to are waking up. That's the good news. The military's waking up. But they get the certain cops that they psychologically profiled in these crowd control units. They go out. They've got a syndrome of being not very manly. They want to prove themselves. And they're cowards, so they do it on a little 90-pound woman. Second hour, your phone calls, masses of news. This is it, the resistance for Western civilization and liberty. This is it, the tip of the spear in the fight for freedom. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Breathe.